the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It being Wednesday and all, the appropriate time for a visit in a few moments from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who covers various ins and outs of what's going on in the world of medicine, things that are sometimes counterintuitive, if you know what that means. If you don't, I'll have, let's see, who can we have? How about if I have Michael explain that to us?
That's a great idea.
Counterintuitive. Michael, 48 controls. You may begin at any moment, Michael. What does it mean to be counterintuitive?
The opposite of what you would initially think.
That's very good. See, he's very smart. He's got an. Did you realize there's a list of celebrities and their IQs that's been published today? I think we ought to put Michael's up there. It's got to be at least 140, don't you think?
Bigger than his shoe size, at least.
Yeah, right. He's good. All right. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. He's also a resident of San Diego, where the mayor has rejected calls for his resignation. So what's the big story from San Diego, Kenny?
Well, he's a hugger.
He's a hugger.
He's a hugger?
That's what he says.
A lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. Hello, creepy. He says that's his quote, I'm a hugger. Yeah. He'd be better off saying, I'm a terrorist. That is creepy.
Really?
Yeah, they're just, the women are just coming out of the woodwork now, talking about the inappropriate things, many of which we really can't even mention on the radio, that he is accused of doing. They say he's a chronic harasser.
Really?
And
he's
several
just a
former
hug
employees.
Harasser.
Yeah. There's several employees, former employees, who said that they had coined the term the Filner dance to describe how they would get away from him.
What does that mean?
Well, his name is
Filner. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, sounds like a real cretin. Would you love to have him?
His friends call him Feeler.
How do guys like this get into office? How do guys like Wiener and Spitzer and what's his face from South Carolina and all those Republican senators who get caught with their pants down, how do these people get into office? Or are these men just representative of what's out there?
Well,
is this a representative semi?
I think people in politics have a need for power and seek power, and so do sexual predators. So maybe it just is that there's a higher than average number of sexual predators in politics.
Oh, wonderful.
My last name is Freud today.
Thank you very much. Dr. Jung, I presume. 10 past the hour. Speaking of doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in just a moment, so stand by here on Good Day.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jonathan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny boxes. Old 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
The hour. Doug Stafford's Good Day Program. Always happy to have Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a noted chiropractor. As a matter of fact, he's one of the... What am I hearing in the background? What is that? Who's got the radio on?
Uh-oh.
It sounds like somebody has...
Nice going, Jack.
Uh-oh.
What kind of a...
Caller, turn your radio down.
Well, yeah, what kind of a professional broadcaster is he? Nice going, pal.
Well, I was so addicted to what you guys were saying earlier, I had to listen to you on my iPhone. I forgot to turn it off.
Oh, that's okay. Jack Stockwell is here. He's a practicing chiropractor, one of 24 in our country that is on the NUCCA Board of Certified Doctors. His specialty is dealing with problems, chiropractic problems, but mostly through the neck, because that's where the most service. It's really interesting, unique, and he's distinguished himself in many ways as a professional in that area. But he also has thoughts about conventional medicine versus any kind of theory or theme that brings us away from the traditional, because we turn this all around. The new age medicine is the stuff that the conventional doctors are practicing. The old medicine, the old ways, are the things that Jack and those who are interested in what has happened over the millennia in terms of health. That's what. So you pick out the good things and try to work with them, and that's what Jack is all about. So I thought you'd get a kick out of or be interested in the list of the top 10 hospitals in the United States, according to surveys that have been done by any number of these journals, none of which you read. Dr. Ken likes to read them, though, so I shouldn't say I'm being sort of in a blanket condemnation. Do you read any of the medical journals?
Oh, absolutely I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
You know, I'm not sitting there studying cardiology journals all month long like Dr. Ken might
Ken
be.
Is, yeah, right.
But there's a great article written in a very famous cardiology journal about what we do in my clinic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the May issue 2007 of the Journal of Human Hypertension. And it was a very detailed study on NUCCA, what I do in my clinic, and its ability to drop blood pressure in the areas of type 2 hypertensive patients where even two drugs could not drop the blood pressure.
Wow.
So that was, you know, it was a peer-reviewed, it was a pilot study that was done, you know, six years ago. And there's plenty of studies going on with NUCCA right now around the country, out of Florida, up in New York, and two major studies at the University of Calgary.
I'm so happy I found you. Does that sound okay? I remember the day I came to do a personal appearance at the radio station, and you were there, and we met, and I said, "What do you do?" And you told me, and I said, "Oh, I got this pain." He said, "Come on, let's go to the clinic," and from then we've been fast friends. All right, so let's go through this list of the top 10 hospitals across the country.
Number
the honor
10.
Roll, if you will. At number 10 is UPMC, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in Pennsylvania. What do you know about them, if anything, Jack?
I've never heard of them.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Number 9.
Brigham and William... Say it again.
Number 9.
Wait a minute. Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. That is a highly touted
facility. Well, that's a very famous one.
Facility. And I think there are good things that go on there.
Well, that was one of the hospitals where the HRT, hormone replacement therapy studies, were being done on about 50,000 women. And that's when they stopped the study in the middle of the study because they found out HRT was causing more breast cancer than it was supposed to be preventing.
Yeah. All right. So you got to keep
number
that in mind.
Number 8.
Number 8. The University Medical Center in San Francisco, UCSF. What do you know about them?
Well, it's one of the hospitals that did some of the pilot research on AIDS back in the early 1980s.
Ah, right. Okay.
Number 7.
New York Presbyterian University Hospital at Columbia and Cornell. They have good reputation, but it's conventional all across the board, right? Do any of these hospitals have anything other than conventional medicine going on? Do they have units that deal in some of the other disciplines?
Well, some of them are very heavy into nuclear medicine research. and some of them are very serious cancer research centers.
Got it.
But they, you know, they're all government funded and, and or pharmaceutical funded, and so you know they're kind of oriented in the same direction. I'd love to see a breakaway hospital that came out, tore up their massive parking lot, put in a giant greenhouse, and actually started feeding their hospital patients some good food for once.
Wow, there's an idea.
Number six,
Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago, tied obviously to Northwestern University. Most of these schools are tied. I'm sorry, most of the hospitals are tied to teaching schools. Right, Northwestern's one example of that. Number five, also
number five,
UCLA Medical Center in L.A. My daughter feels very good now. She and her husband are profs at UCLA, and they're in that system, and they say that the health care is, in conventional terms, extraordinary.
Number four.
I don't know if that's true or not. I am not surprised that the Cleveland Clinic shows up here in the number four position. Are you?
No. It's well-known. It's also another big cardiology center.
Right.
Number three.
The Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Not a surprise either.
Number two.
Mass General Hospital. The dirtiest place. I think it's my barn's cleaner than that hospital.
Wow.
I have been in there so many times for different things. I remember when Tony, my former wife, had all of her stem cell treatments. I think there were three or four of them along the years to her. She fought stage four breast cancer. And I remember going in there and thinking, this place is a pigsty. It really was. The places I went, anyway, I shouldn't condemn the whole hospital, but the places I went, it was shocking. And you know what they say about hospitals anyway. You want to die? Go to a hospital.
Well, you know, the emergency rooms in American hospitals are on the cutting edge around the rest of the planet. You know, if you need emergency care, you go to emergency room. You go past the emergency room, then you're really taking your life into your hands.
Right. Yeah, they maybe keep that clean. All
right.
Number
one.
John Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, supposedly the best hospital on the top of the honor roll. You agree with that?
No, if I was on the East Coast and I was in some very, very serious trouble, that's probably where I would head.
John Hopkins. Why? What makes them and Mass General and the Mayo? I mean, the Mayo Clinic, I think it's obvious. Cleveland Clinic, I think it's obvious. What I know about UCLA is kind
of
obvious.
Well, one of the things that makes some of these hospitals better than others is the fact that they attract researchers who are the really nerdy 20 pens in their pocket who really know what they're doing.
Research hospitals.
Yes.
And they're important.
Absolutely.
Sure. Most of that stuff is funded by federal money, too, isn't it?
Oh, yes. That and pharmaceutical grants.
Politics. And
and that's why, who they're supporting.
Right. And they're not going to. And that's why these people aren't going to go too far off of the path, because they get a lot of their dough.
They're not going to tell you to eat better to feel better. They're going to tell you to take this drug to feel better.
Right. Yep. All right. So there's an overview. I thought that would be instructive with Jack's comments, the 10 best hospitals. Actually, we'll post those at DougStephan.com for your information. And go to Jack Stockwell's website for a lot of his things. His newsletter is called the Forbidden Doctor Newsletter, JackStockwell.com. Jack is my friend. I'm happy to have you here. We are always interested in your knowledge. 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the news. Everybody ready? Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, we're all ready.
Ready!
A member of the paparazzi went a bit too far while trying to get a picture of Katie Holmes and her daughter, Suri. They were swarmed as they left the Trump building in New York. And Suri is, what, 5 years old, I think, now, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She yells out, "We're trying to get to the car! Stop it!" That's when one of the photographers shouted, "Bye, Suri, you little brat."
Oh,
and then somebody pointed in the crowd defending this girl. She's 7 years old, actually.
Yeah.
But the Mr. Paparazzi stood by his assessment saying, "What a little brat. You're a little brat, kid. You're a little brat." What a stupid moron.
Always good to get in a fight with the 7 year old.
With a 7 year old.
Yeah, right. Really good.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Story at DougStephan.com today that you may want to check out. Actually, a couple of really good stories about children. I love these stories. A Reddit user posted a photo showing that somebody had written "send pizza to room 4112 on the window of a children's the children's hospital wing at Children's Hospital in L.A.
So sweet.
This was posted: "Send pizza to room 4112 so young Hazel Hammersley, 2 years old, diagnosed with stage 3 neuroblastoma, been in the hospital since July 4th taking chemotherapy. Her mother and grandmother used medical tape to spell out the request for pizza on the window in an attempt to be silly and make Hazel smile. So the nurses and the doctors and other children all posted this. And a couple of days went by. The young lady, when it got to the point of getting onto social media and going viral, they get 30 pizzas in a half an hour. 30 pizzas.
That's awesome. That's cool.
In a half an hour. I wonder, that's so sad about that little kid, my God. 2 years old getting chemotherapy. Can you imagine?
Oh.
Yeah, my God. It's bad enough to have Richie going through it. All right, so here's another. This is a terrific, we're doing children in the news, a terrific story. Once again, these sorts of things are always something that turns me on. Having been in Lancaster, Pennsylvania a lot of times, I was happy to see the story about Tamar Boggs, who was on a search party looking for a five-year-old girl who was abducted in Lancaster Township. It's a beautiful area of Pennsylvania. This fellow is a freshman at high school, lives in a nearby town, been hanging out with a friend in an apartment building, helping move a couch when a man came by asking if they'd seen this girl. They hadn't, so they went over to see what the story was on television, and then they went outside looking around to see if they could find the girl, and there were a lot of policemen there. The girl had been taken that afternoon from a nearby area, so young Mr. Boggs and six of his friends joined in the search. The bottom line is that Boggs found the girl. And, you know, when you think about all of the negative things, this kid happened to be a black kid, all of the negative things, and I say that parenthetically because it ought not to make a difference whether he's black or white, but the whole idea of kids doing something. There are so many stories today about kids and they're being selfish and self-centered and they don't do anything. They're lazy kids, blah, blah, blah. This kid went out and saw the girl inside a car, as it turned out. He had a picture of it. And so they got the police. The driver saw him looking in the car and got nervous. And that's when the police came in and they got this little girl. So he chased down the kidnapper, rescued the girl, and was the hero, as well he should have been. Good story. Check the posting
great
out.
Story.
Yeah. At DougStephan.com, 28 past the hour.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new Exxon Mobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for their first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your Exxon Mobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotels.
Shh! Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Oh boy.
I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale. On now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine, good day, sunshine, da-da-da-da. Good day, sunshine.
Here on the Good Day program, more information and conversation, the important stories of the day. We'll have another idea from our one of our contestants that pitched us yesterday in the Dream Big America contest, so you can be voting on that. Also coming up in a minute is flashing your car's headlights protected by the First Amendment. First, though, there is, Michael, if you can find cut 197, that would be helpful. I think it's probably handy by there, right there. The situation that we find ourselves in is Americans who are supporting a government that is doing things that we don't like. To wit, the situation in Afghanistan. We all know that there are plans to pull our soldiers out. We keep hearing all of this sort of pedantic plagiarizing to pontificate politely the pleasantries of plebeians.
Like nice alliteration.
Wow.
Mm,
it
made good
sense,
but it sounded good.
Anyway, the situation where we have spent all this money, amazing amounts of money over there, and we continue to do this. The waste, fraud, corruption, abuse that you hear me talking about all the time in the Defense Department, and many of you just throw up your hands. Oh, what can we do? Well, you should be doggone mad about it. See what you think after you listen to this excerpt from a radio program that Kenny monitored, hosted by a fellow named Bill Edwards. Here he talks about the enormous amounts of money that we are currently wasting doing nothing but spending your money in Afghanistan.
My son is a staff sergeant, way overdue to promote for promotion to platoon sergeant,
and he cries about this all the time, that they get pallets of new computers. The bean counters will come in, they'll look at a classroom that says, oh, you've got 20 desks in here, you need 20 computers, when they only have 5 people in the classroom, and they'll get these pallets of new computers, and then 6 months later they said, we've changed the computer system, they'll get another pallet of computers. The other ones haven't even had the shrink wrap taken off of them yet, and they've got equipment in the field that's 20 years old.
People would be stunned if they knew how much we dump at sea
mm-hmm.
as a carrier battle group comes back
mm-hmm.
just because they've been told, make a hole, get rid of it,
mm-hmm.
we've got new stuff coming in. That's the sort of thing that's been going on for a very long time. It's bad. We need to root it out. But I think this is materially different because it just communicates a foolishness and lack of seriousness to our allies and our adversaries.
Yeah.
And the Taliban have been playing us as fools. Back to when the president set a date certain by which we were going to leave, the Taliban just said to everyone on the ground who is going to trust us, listen, the Americans have the watches, we have the time. We're keeping score. If you help them, we'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we get? We get the birth of what are these green-on-blue attacks. Just had another one yesterday
yeah.
where some of our Slovak allies were killed by someone that we trained. Why? Because they're looking for the exits. They know we're leaving. They've got to find a way to live there. It seems that everything we've done, especially in the last 5 years or so, has communicated a lack of seriousness that has been very injurious to the morale and to the actual capacity of our fighting force.
Can you believe that? Can you believe dumping things from ships because there are new things and products and services and goods that are never used, never opened, and we just pay through the nose for this stuff? Never mind paying wholesale, when they put these things out to bid, you know the shenanigans that go on. And we sit here and we take it. I just want you to know what kind of things in your name are being done by this government that says we've got to fix the sequester. We've got to put 2% more back in the budget because we're hurting. We're going to lay off employees. And you heard this gentleman say his son was a staff sergeant, hadn't gotten a raise for how long? But yet they have the money to go out and buy this stuff and throw away new things that they've never even opened. What is the matter with us that we accept this sort of thing? How can it be right? How can it be just? How can it be acceptable? It's not. Is it? Not in our world,
nope.
I wouldn't have thought. All right, anyway. Yesterday, I upset a listener.
Uh-oh. Again?
Uh-oh.
Just one. I was surprised.
I know. One's actually pretty good, if that's all there was.
All right. So this is from listener Mike. Remember when I was talking about what happens after you die? That is, your beard continues to grow, your
mm-hmm.
nails continue
yep.
to grow, that sort of thing after you die. There are some circumstances that this, in my world, where I've seen evidence of this, kind of creepy stuff. But anyway, the morbid, this Mike says, the morbid... Marco, sorry, Michael. I was thinking of you. Mike sent me Mark's combinational comments. A morbid fascination with things like this. What happens to your body after you die? This is from Snopes. So I don't believe it because I don't believe anything that's in Snopes. I think Snopes is a
bunch of tattletales.
Con. It's a con. Well, I mean, we know how they are politically. Anyway, it says that this is false, that fingernails and hair do not continue to grow, and I'm here to tell you that that's what I saw when I saw this coffin opened up. So you can say what you want to, Mark, about this.
Did it smell when you opened up the coffin?
Yeah, really bad. Really bad. It's kind of like...
Can I ask why you were opening up the coffin?
No.
Okay.
But it's a good question. I just can't tell you I have to kill you.
Why?
Huh?
Because it's about death and the dying.
All right, tell me. I'm willing to risk it.
Yeah, right. Okay, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler here. Let us now present... Oh, let's do the... I want to know who did this. Jennifer, did you find this story?
Which one, sir?
Is flashing your car's headlights protected by the First Amendment?
No, that's not me, sir.
Where did that come from? Roberta?
I did that.
Kenny did that. All right. All right, let's get the story behind the story here. Where do we have to go for this story?
This is out of Missouri. There's a gentleman who flashed his headlights, and the police didn't like that very much, so they gave him a ticket for obstruction of justice. He fought it. They dropped the charges, but it was a big nuisance, so he started a class action suit. This has gone on in several other states. Florida, Utah, and Tennessee have all been through this, too, and the courts rule that it's not illegal. It's freedom.
We can do whatever we want with our headlights.
Right. You have the right to do that. It's not obstructing justice.
Bulbs being what they are and all.
Right. It's just that the police don't like it.
Yeah. That's tough TS for them. Right? I do it all the time, frankly.
Do you?
Hoping that somebody will catch me. Yeah. Well, you know how I am.
Why, you want to go to court with it, Doug?
It reminds me of the time I was stopped by a policeman on the road here, one of these rural area roads where I do my farming. The tractors are up and down the road, and we're at 15, 16 miles an hour because I got a load behind the tractor, and I don't want to go fast. The policeman pulls me over and says, "I'm going to write you up." I said, "You're going to write me up? What are you talking about? You're a nuisance, and I don't want to see you on this road again." I said, "Really? Okay, sir. I want you to write me a ticket now. And on the ticket, I want you to put that you are going to, that the charge against me is being a nuisance. And I want to go to the judge, and I want you to tell the judge that local farms and tractors on the road supporting local farms are a nuisance. Please give me the ticket."
Mm-hmm.
He got in his car and drove away.
Really?
Yep. So, but that's what you've got. You know, that's the kind of mentality that you have. They want to control everything. You know, all these people are falling all over themselves, talking about a great job the police did in Boston. Do you know the final tab? Did I give you the number that was in the Boston papers last week of the final tab of what it cost
to
investigate?
The cost, yeah, you did.
Did I?
Do it again.
It was $400 million. By the time they're all done, with the overtime, the number of police, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of police that came in from all over the state, from New Hampshire up from Rhode Island, during the aftermath of the Boston bombing. Hundreds of millions of dollars in overtime. So they cracked the case. Was it worth it? I mean, was the management, did we need to have all those people to crack the case? How many guys did
it take? I believe it was worth it, yes.
$400
million.
Because
I think these guys would have done it again.
Yeah.
They were going to do it again.
I'm suggesting to you that that we could have probably caught them without spending $400 million. That's my overview on it, especially the way the city became a police state. Oof, man. All right, let's get to our... do we want to pause here for a moment, then we'll do our contestant in Dream Big America? Let's do that. Contestant number three for you to consider and perhaps vote on is coming up here on Good Day. I want you to think for just a moment, please, about the condition of your hair, H-A-I-R. Remember that? We're the only ones who remember. Kenny, you were too young for hair, right, when you were a kid? You remember
I hair? Had hair.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
the musical hair.
No, I know of it now, but...
Yeah. All right. Well, Roberta and I know of it well, and it isn't necessarily, although we could use the music in the background probably to talk about your hair and to talk about Provia, which is the way you strengthen your hair, cleanse the pores, and get the follicles to grow again so that they come in stronger, fuller, more vibrant, hair like you've never had or you haven't had for a long time. Ladies, listen up. Call 800-525-8319. If you're suffering with thinning hair, you're embarrassed by it, you don't like it, you want to fix it, you don't want to go spend a lot of money with weaves and that sort of stuff. This gets your hair to grow back again, cleansing out the pores so the follicles will go back into action. 800-525-8319. It's simple. And when you get the compliments, you'll say, "Hey, this is money well spent." And it's not expensive. Call 800-525-8319 and get your thinning hair fixed. That is, and this is all naturally, too, by the way, 800-525-8319. Order Provia now. And mention Doug Steffen. You get a free month's supply with your order. You also will get a free shipping, too, comes with that. Check it out. Say goodbye to hair in the sink and the shower. And say hello to that new hair growing Provia. 800-525-8319. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't so.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Mmm, Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can't help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. When planning a vacation, hidden fees can add up quickly. Be prepared and don't let these unexpected costs derail your vacation fun. Understanding these fees prior to travel will help you avoid surprises and be ready for additional charges on your credit card bill. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Knowing what type of fees to expect can help travelers avoid hidden costs when vacationing both domestically and internationally. Traveling with just a carry-on can alleviate hefty baggage fees at the airport, and an advance call to your hotel will prepare you for additional room taxes and fees. If travelers do get surprised with unexpected charges while on the road, a travel rewards program like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card allows customers to apply the points as a statement credit to eliminate those unplanned travel related charges, including baggage fees.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Hi, Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny, and a focus on these contestants that are presenting themselves. We really had excellent contestants, I thought, yesterday. Didn't you guys think it was a good mix of people?
Yeah, all great products and services.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looky Lou Light, Fruvy, and now we have the gentleman who presented the Rewall Company's position for looking for support. We're encouraging entrepreneurialism here on the Good Day program, teaming up with some folks in Kansas City who are responsible for us doing this Dream Big America contest. It's a voice for entrepreneurs, and as you've listened to these things, go to DougSteffen.com and do the podcast. We'll listen to all of them together. We'll try to put one of them on an hour, just so you get an idea of the quality of these people. If you like this person, you'll text DBA to 612-22 Dream. That's 612-223-7326 and vote for him. Or you go to dreambigamerica.us, the website, you can vote for him. Him would be David Phillips, who is the CEO of the Rewall Company.
Today I'm here to ask you to get naked in your garage.
Woo-hoo. Too late.
Okay, I've said it. Now, please give me a second to explain what I mean. We all know that we have a huge waste problem in America. In fact, it's our largest export. At the Rewall Company, we're focused on one particular waste stream, and it's called the beverage carton. Okay, what's a beverage carton? It's the kids' half-pint milks they drink in schools. It's juice boxes. It's milk boxes. It's Minute Maid, Florida's Natural. They use it for soy products and coconut water and even wine. Mm-hmm. These are hard-to-recycle composite materials because they're about 80% paper and 20% plastic. The paper recyclers don't want the plastic to contaminate it. The plastic recyclers don't want the paper. And in the case of the flat top or aseptic cartons, they've got a layer of aluminum. What that layer of aluminum means is that you can put perishables in there without refrigeration. If you're not using electricity to refrigerate, you now have the most eco-friendly food packaging available. Rewall's technology is clever because we found a way to recycle this using the entire carton, using no glue, no chemicals, and no water. We turn it into a composite panel. You can use this panel as an inside wall, an outside structural wall, or as a ceiling panel. We have this cool product called Naked Board, where it's pre-finished and you can see the colored cartons on the board, and we want everyone to use these in our garage. Everyone, instead of using gypsum and getting it scuffed and dirty, could use a Naked Board. Our goal is to go to every community in the U.S. and close the loop on carton recycling. Take the milk cartons, take the coffee cups, build schools, build coffee shops, build homes. We call it the revolution of carton recycling. Thank you.
That's pretty clever, huh? So you like that? Or listen to the other two online. You can go to just the regular download of the Hour by Hour, or then we have our podcasts, the special section at DougStephan.com. Text DBA to 61222 DREAM, or vote online at DreamBigAmerica.us, the website for our contest of promoting entrepreneurialism here in America.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
James West, Tame in the West, so remember the name. Now who you gonna call? Now who you gonna call?
Why do I remember this from being on fairly recently, Kenny? Do I remember?
I don't remember this in a while.
No, but we had Will Smith singing Men in Black.
Oh, okay.
Much different.
Hear when you hear them all. That sounds like an old codger speaking. No, all this stuff sounds the same to me. And it's like, well, never mind.
You know who loved this movie?
No.
Robert Conrad.
Really?
No.
No, he didn't like it at all.
No, he was very insulted.
Robert Conrad works with Jennifer and her dad at the CRN studio. And he was the star, obviously, of the Wild Wild West on TV. Didn't like Will Smith, and I didn't like it either. It was just creepy, stupid, inane. Song in the movie, however, we're number one during this week in 1999, so what do I know? It's time for Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here. Now we've gotten through the movie music. Let's get to our movie contest. This is a movie that goes way back. We try to, or Kenny does when he picks these movies out, go all around to attract people from all ages, because we do have people. This is, by the way, this radio program has the widest spread of audience ages of any major radio program, and the demographic is a different, wildly different than what you get with most of the serious talk radio programs. So we have a lot of people listening from... it's not like birth, death, infinity. Remember that from Ben Casey? It's in the 20s to, you know, post-mortem. That's a result of that. We try to get movies from a lot of different times, time frame changes. And this is an old one. It goes back to The Birth of the Star, which happened on this date in 1899. So when you hear it, I think most of you will get it. It's a classic movie shown frequently. Chucker will love it. I hope most of you get it. Here's the first clue.
I hate your guts.
Anybody get it from that, Chucker?
Oh, that was the clip of the movie? I thought that was Chuck.
Next clip.
All right. Who did it? Who did it?
This is a real whodunit.
Yeah, this is really a great, great movie. 888-302-3684. I haven't seen it for a long time, but there were some really good people in it. It's a superb showing. I think Jack Lemmon with Henry Fonda was in it. Wasn't Jack Lemmon in it? It was one of his earlier starring roles, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Here's the last clue.
You've got a job right here, and mister, you ain't never going to get off this ship.
Yeah. All right. That pretty much gives it away. 888-302-3684. Chucker has today's movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Old 50 pterodactyls. Gargantua loves pterodactyls.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts. Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
All right. Chucker, did you know that Robert Downey Jr. is the highest paid actor in Hollywood on the Forbes list of actors? He's number one. That's because he's made his deals for all these hot movies, right?
Well, it's basically from Iron Man and the deal he struck to do the Avengers 1, 2, and 3, and also Iron Man 3. I think he made like $50 million reportedly off the Avengers film.
Made $75 million last year. Just thinking back to when he was poisoned at the box office because he was such damaged goods, and now it's like he's a hero. From 0 to 60 pretty quickly.
Pretty good. I mean, the guy has some talent, turns it around. He got what you call lucky because he got a role that fit him like a glove. When you make money at the box office, you get paid.
What else?
Last night they reported that Tom Hanks and director Ron Howard, who made The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons together, will re-team for a third installment in that Dan Brown series with the character of Robert Langdon, this time a movie Inferno, which will begin production sometime later this year, be out 2015. Speaking of Tom Hanks, he certainly is poised to have a big year, Doug.
Yeah.
Two big films coming out this year, Saving Mr. Beats, which he plays Walt Disney, and Captain Phillips, which looks really...
Amy, what's the name of the movie? Amy?
Laurel and Hardy's Search for Frankenstein.
Nope. Steve, what's the name of the movie?
Jane Mutiny.
No, sir. Bill, what's the name of the movie?
Vincent Fulver.
No, sir. John.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.